Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI Heartland. And with me live in her office, I have the Lincoln Area Director, Sarah Mullins. Sarah, how are you on this beautiful morning?
I am doing very well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. So if you listened to the podcast with Sarah's story, at the end there, she was kind of opening up that she has a passion for the education side, but she has some tips on weekly presentations. And there's actually 3 points that can give you a more effective weekly presentation. And if you've ever been through Member Success Program with me, I really try to stress the weekly presentation is a big accountability piece. It's some education, but it is your opportunity each week to ask for something specific, be it a name, a company, maybe a classification, a referral source. That's really what the weekly presentation is all about. So the more effective you are at it, the better results you're going to get. But don't think that you're going to get the same results you get from the person that does 3 to 4 one-to-ones a week. Because an hour versus whatever time you get in your chapter, a minute or less, is definitely going to be more effective on the education side and really getting the point across. So let's make our weekly presentations as effective as we can, and let's see what Sarah has to make that happen. So Sarah, take it away.
Thank you. And like Brandon said, I fully believe in BNI being a multi-level success story. So it's not just one thing or another, but I really do feel like I'm good at dialing down the weekly presentations. And it actually, I'll do a little bit of backstory first. It all kind of stemmed from a friend of mine. And I'm not going to lie, she and I met at a bar. And it was early in the night, though, don't worry. And the first thing she said to me when she walked up was, "Hi, my name's blank. Let's tell each other 3 secrets so we get to know each other really fast." Huh. And I had never been approached like this, but I just in my head was like, rock on. Yes, let's do that. I want to get to know each other quickly. And that kind of stemmed my different understanding of how to formulate your weekly presentations and really what to put in there. So I'll just go ahead and start jumping in. Let's start with this first tip that I have. It's going to be, I essentially just call it who you are and what you do. And the mentality of what you do kind of goes against most psychological teachings. But in this scenario, in BNI, every single week, what you do is who you are. And I want you to kind of keep that in mind. So first off, I always have my exact same tagline, and so should you. It's your name, your company, and exactly what you do. When we go through MSP training, we have you break your business down into the lowest common denominators. You want to use one of those every single week, and you want it to be the same every single week. It may seem redundant, but it's going to be that thing, that tag that sticks in everybody's mind. And the second they say, "Oh, hey, that Sarah girl, what in your BNI group, what does she do?" You'll be like, "Oh, I got this." You can just streamline it and make it simple. So for instance, my tagline every single week is, "Hi, I'm Sarah with Faye Candle Company, where every candle we sell, we buy and deliver a meal to a child in need around the world." I say that every week very repetitively, and then you go farther into step two.
So, man, so many different ways I want to go with this. All positive. But let's talk about the tagline. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Evan Meisner will openly say that if he could go back and change anything, he would remove the taglines. And I would say with our history of BNI, we've seen them kind of evolve out. We don't train on them anymore. We really don't talk about them. But you still have some members that are never going to let it go. And when they finish their weekly presentation, they give their tagline. I have 3 or 4 running through my head right now. But I like how you're putting that on the front side. Because what that all comes down to is people generally remember the last few things you say. And if you are asking for a referral as the last few things you say, that's what they remember. Mm-hmm. If you close with your tagline, that's what they remember. So I like that it's on the front side, and it is a way for somebody to connect the names, but it is not your main purpose of the process.
Absolutely. So, nice. And if you remember from my last podcast, I studied to be a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And so I love understanding how the brain, like you said, remembers certain things and what order they're going to be most predominant. And starting, what you start with is called priming. And it opens the brain up to be more receptive to the information to follow. So if you prime them with all of your standard information, all the information that's going to stay the same every week, they can kind of connect those memories and keep them stored in one local place, which is going to make it easier to recover.
Awesome. All right. So what is the next tip or step, if you will?
Step number two is about what you're working on. This is the part that can change every single week. To prepare when you're brand new in the business, you might just want to start with those lowest common denominators. You might want to start with, this is one service that I love doing, or this is the next service that I love doing. When you're a little bit more seasoned in your BNI chapter, this is when you can get creative. This is when you put down on a sheet, this is my future goal that I'm working really hard on right now. And you just let people know about that end goal, because in the third step, you're going to ask them to help you attain it. So it can be anywhere from educating the basics of what you do and your services that you provide, to even saying what you don't want that week, to services that you don't cover or customers that you don't serve. This is the meat and potatoes. This is either the basic education or what you're working on down the road.
Okay. So I've got an overall thing running through my mind here. So let's just jump to the third one then, the third step or trick.
Okay. Of course, like any BNI trainee is going to tell you, that third step is going to be very important, and it's the ask. And my main take on the ask is that it needs to be specific. I actually once was visiting a group, and I would do a horn on my phone every time I heard anybody say the word anybody.
Ooh, yes.
And it is one of those where you want to be as specific as possible, not just for the person you want to meet, but for how you want to be contacted. The best referral week I think I've ever had in BNI was one week when I stood up, I said, hi, I am working on getting to this company, and they're located in, you know, Cincinnati, Ohio. I said, I need the purchasing manager. Her name's Susan. She works in this office, and I like to be contacted by email. If you'd like, I can send you an exact script. You can put in the appropriate names and then go ahead and introduce me via email. That week, I got so many emails. And so I've replicated that over time and reminded people I need to get in contact with these types of people in these departments, and I like email. So you may like phone calls. You may want to be introduced in person, but you need to get either an exact business name, an exact department head, names are even better, and then also tell them how you want to be introduced. That just comes with the best results you can possibly imagine.
So in my member success program training, I stick to the basic outline, but then I go a little bit further, because in my past career in sales, I had to do something different. Because a lot of the times the referrals I was asking for, I was too late. The bids were already in, or the job was already done. And so I really took it as, you have to equip your members to ask for the referral without you there. I don't think I ever went as extreme as, here's a script, here's how you can email it, and here's the follow-up. It doesn't shock me that you got good results for that. But you put a lot of work into that on your side to make it as easy as possible for the members to make that referral happen. And I think that's key in this whole process.
And to jump off of that, the examples I've been giving mostly stem from my experiences. But of course, if you're in an industry like you said, where you need to get in on the forefront, it's important just to sit down for 10, 20 minutes in your office and really just kind of go through a timeline of, where does my perfect referral happen? In the business process, from idea to bids to writing checks to, you know, making a project happen, where are you in that process? Because some people are. They need that referral when someone's in the idea stage, or they need that referral when someone's closing on a job. Yep. And so knowing where you sit, where your perfect referral comes from in that business timeline, is going to help you write your weekly presentations like it's just secondhand. It's no big deal. And it'll really allow you to streamline your education to your members so that they're productive back to you.
So about how much time a week do you think you put into your weekly presentations? Just preparation?
Mm-hmm. Now, honestly, it's about 5 minutes a week.
Yep.
But it's because I've been following this 1-2-3 process. I know the questions I need to answer each week. And so it's pretty streamlined.
And so the overall theme that just keeps running through my mind as you were going through these points, I really think that it is VCP, on a very intense scale. So first step is who you are and what you do, right?
Yep.
Well, that's visibility. This is who I am and this is what I do. And then the next one is something in your business. Educate a little bit. So credibility, right? You're gaining credibility by educating on that. And then the last part is to educate a specific, or not educate, but to ask for a specific referral. Well, that's profitability. Wouldn't your specific referral be profitable to you personally?
Who knew that VCP could lie into all these different aspects of BNI?
I think that's awesome. So VCP on long term, very important as a new member or a 32-year member would be the longest member in the BNI world right now. Versus weekly practicing that and using the education to support that process, I think that's a really cool way to tie this all together.
And it all seems so logical and so simple, and it is. But the biggest issue I see with a lot of my members that are either new in the chapter or seasoned and maybe haven't put a lot of thought into it in a while is that they overcomplicate this.
Yeah.
And they want to get up there and say five different things that they do and then try to explain the rest of them. But then by that time, their time is already up and they can't do their ask, or they're stumbling over their ask because they're kind of loopy from the five things that they just told us. And so it's one of those things where if you keep it very short and simple and you just plan each week one day at a time, you'll be able to really properly educate. And this formula can transition right into your feature presentation as well. You just add a little bit to that meat and potatoes in the middle and you've got a beautiful and streamlined and efficient presentation.
So what if I am one of those members and every time I get up, I never have enough time and I always have so much I want to tell people, what should I do instead? What would make me more efficient?
The best answer I can give you comes from an example. I've seen one of our members, he started to kind of stumble and put too much into each week, and so he carries a notepad. He puts it, he writes it down, he knows what he's going to say, and he knows what he needs to cover. And outside of that, he started doing a lot of one-to-ones as well.
Perfect.
Elaborate on that. Obviously, when you just give a nugget of information during the week, that's not going to be enough.
Right.
You need to follow it up with those one-to-ones. Once you understand somebody, your mind is actually going back to priming. Once you know that person so well, and that comes from your one-to-ones, you're outside of meetings, and your brain just allows you to easily add that information, that new stuff, that, oh, she's working on that now. It's easily tagged into a memory storage in your brain, and you're going to just pop up that much higher on their top of mind every week.
So for those listeners that didn't know they were going to get a psychology lesson today, thank you, Sarah, for sharing that knowledge. So use the 3 points, work on your weekly presentation, and just start watching those referrals rolling in, right?
Absolutely.
You put a guarantee on it. Two weeks, and you'll get 20 referrals. Is that a guarantee you'll put on it?
Don't know about the 20.
Yeah, no, I can't.
But if you have questions, you can always reach out to me. My email's all over BNI Heartland information. So
perfect.
I'm happy to work with individuals.
Awesome. And once again, a reminder, these podcasts are for the members. If you ever have a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Sarah, thank you for your time and insight today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.